You're listening to 101.5 FM and we're continuing our AI Made Simple series with Shannon from ETC. Last episode, Shannon walked us through some free tools like ChatGPT and Copilot that small business owners can start using right away. Today, we're looking at how AI can help save time and take a few of those admin headaches off your plate. Here's Shannon to tell us how.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Shannon again from ETC to discuss AI and our continuation of this series and this podcast. Last time in this podcast, we talked about the tools like ChatGPT and Copilot. We talked a little bit about Canva, and I think it's really important, hopefully by now, that you've played around with some of these tools. Again, I can't stress it enough, they're free to use. You don't need a credit card. You don't need to put in anything. You literally can just go to ChatGPT.com or Copilot.com. You can Google it and you can get straight into it. And there's really, I think that's the best thing, that there's not a barrier of entry, at least, you know, they're not trying to stop you getting in from signing up with your credit card. But today, what I want to talk about is using those tools to the next level to try and help you and your business save time. At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do in business. It's always about managing time. There's only so many hours in the day. There's only so much money and capital we have to employ people. So when we have a tool like this that can leverage both of those things, the capital that we have to employ people and time, we need to make sure that we're using it. And I find that every business, I can't think of one business that couldn't use these tools to their advantage. And it's just about dabbling into them, okay? It's about getting into it, getting started, and then slowly but surely, just like anything, building those blocks, that foundation to become better and better at using these tools. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be scared of it. It's here to stay. And the good thing is, though, it's going to save you lots and lots of money. Me, myself, personally, I've implemented multiple AI tools that would replace at least 2 to 3 employees, right? And the concept of that, and a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, hold up, we're, you know, using this AI, we're not hiring people. The good news is that we're trying to use it efficiently as possible to get all those mundane tasks that aren't required from a lot of those, whether it be admin or whether it be the business owner, if we can get rid of those mundane tasks, we can focus on the core aspects of our business, right? Because at the end of the day, that's all it is. It's a tool. It's just like how you use your phone. It's just like how you use Google. It's just like how you use your website for leads. It's just a tool, okay? It's not going to take over your business, but if we use these tools effectively, we can hopefully help your business gain that time back. And then with that time, utilize it in more efficient ways so you can get to what really matters, which is selling, servicing more customers, and helping you achieve your business goals. So with that being said, let's get into it. So again, I'm hoping that you've at least played around a little bit with ChatGPT and Copilot. Those are the two mainstream AI tools. There's another one that we've mentioned in the podcast before called Grok, which is based on the X platform. That's come out recently. There's been a lot of news, and there's news every week. I'm going to try and bring the most relevant stuff to business owners in the community. But the news is that this new AI tool is just basically smarter than the rest of them. But they're slowly they're just trying to make them smarter and train them and make them more useful to the customers. At the end of the day, that's what these AI developers are trying to do. They're trying to make their product the best for you, right? So you want to be taking advantage of it. And again, because you can start with a lot of these tools for free, and honestly, I think the free versions, we talked a little bit about this in episode 2, but the free versions, especially if you're starting out, do wonders. You don't have to go to that extra premium level. You will sort of know when you need to, when you sort of want a little bit more, or you're really starting to get into it and you've really built those foundation blocks, that's when you can start looking, okay, well, what are the premium features offer me? And I don't want to get into all the nitty-gritty of the premium features, but basically it offers you to be able to do more, right? And if we're a beginner, we're not at that stage yet, let's just stick with the free. So the key things that AI can help with, especially right now, free version, help you today. Right, you can log on, you can get started. Is we talked about prompting in the first episode as well. So this is where you're going to go into the AI and you're going to give it a little bit of your information. you know, say, hey, I'm Shannon. I'm a painter. I paint houses in the north region of Brisbane, so on and so forth. Give it a little bit of information, and then you can start setting it up. So you can, what I mean by that is you can start saying, okay, what do you think, what's an effective marketing strategy for me to gain 10% more customers? And it will give you that answer. It would literally just prompt out all those answers. And then what you want to start using it for is things like replying to your emails. So right now as we speak, the two biggest email clients, that's Outlook and Gmail, have incorporated AI inside their email. So what I mean by that is if you go to your Gmail, you'll see this thing called Gemini in the top right-hand corner. And basically, it's trying to basically tell you, hey, I'm here to help, right? And you can use Gemini. That's just the little AI in the corner of your Gmail. And you can say things like, give me all emails from clients. I did this amazing thing the other day, which I think is really handy for business owners. I was trying to build a frequently asked questions, a fact page, right? Now, this is really handy because if you're getting a lot of inquiries in your business, just constantly inquiries, this is where you go, okay, I'm just doing too many inquiries. I'm wasting too much time. So what we want to do is we want to try and use AI to effectively manage this problem, right? AI has the solution. It's just knowing how to utilize it. So for instance, if we are on our Gmail, we can go to Gemini, which is the little AI button in the top right corner. And we can say, for instance, and this is exactly what I did, go through all my inquiries. What are the key problems, the top 10 problems my customers have? And it will then go through all your emails and it will give you the best it can. Now, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be as good as getting an admin person to sift through every single email and come up with it. And that's probably a really good point about AI. It's always verify, right? It's never just trust blatantly. But it's more the fact is that it's about time management, hence the show that we're doing right now. It's the fact is that if I was to pay somebody to go through and sift through every inquiry I've ever had, that's hours and hours of work where I can use my AI tool to at least give me 80% of that quality, right? It really comes down to the fact is that now I can actually utilize that to move to the next step. Once I know the top 10 inquiries I get, then I can go, okay, with this information, I can go to ChatGPT, I can say, these are the top 10 problems that I have. And maybe you know that. Look, maybe you know that in your business. That's great. These are the top 10 problems I have. Write me an email to help with each one of these problems. And ChatGPT or Copilot, and I'm more and more using Copilot now as well. We've talked about it a lot in this series, just because I like Outlook. And again, like I said before with Gmail, Outlook Copilot is also built in. And again, it's free with Outlook. If you go into your Outlook, you'll even start to see this thing that comes up and it says draft with Copilot. And all that means is the AI is just going to help you, right? And you can just write a few things. Hey, help me write this email. Help me reply to this customer and hit the Copilot button right there. And it's going to write the email. Now, here's the thing. It's not going to write and send it, right? So don't be worried about that. It's going to give you what it thinks that the reply should be. And then if you like it, because again, you're the boss. The AI is not the boss. You're the boss. So when you look at that, you'd like the email. Hey, that sounds really good. You can say, write it a little bit longer or shorten it up or make it more professional or put a little funny joke in there. And then you can send it. So again, it's efficiency. Instead of spending, you know, hours writing these emails. And I've honestly heard of people spending an hour to reply to a customer email and it's 3-4 paragraphs long. This way, built into your Outlook is the Copilot. It can just respond to that email. You can look at it, read it, verify it, and then you can send it to the customer. But back to the main point, if we're trying to work out all these inquiries, we can now get Copilot and say, write me a template email for all of these. And then you can do multiple things. Now, again, really depends on the level of where you're at and what type of systems you use in your business. But if we just start with basic, we have all the emails there. Copilot will give it to all of us. You can copy those emails and you can put them in templates into your Outlook or your Gmail, or you can put them in a Word document, right? Like, this is basic, but it's better than what we've done before. And then you can use those to respond to the inquiries. Now, if you have a system, like Pipedrive, or if you have a CRM system, they will have, a lot of the times they will have a template system where you can put templates in together. And with those templates, you can put them all in there. And when those inquiry comes through, you can just send the template. You can do that in Outlook as well. You can just go in and just say, create a template. And then you've got that template that ChatGPT or Copilot's done up for you. And as soon as you get that inquiry, boom, 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 you can send it out. So it saves you an awful amount of time, which is exactly what you want. The other thing to remember or to use it for is for generating checklists. So there's a whole bunch of stuff you have to do. You can tell the Copilot, this is what I need to do this week. I need to get my marketing out by the end of the week. And Copilot or ChatGPT, the AI, it can give you that list of checklists of what you need to actually do. And then you can highlight that and build a plan around it. And again, you can say to the AI, so you can say, generate me a checklist of what I need to do to get my marketing out by the end of Friday for my sale. It will give you that checklist, and then you can respond to that and say, tell me each task that I need to get done for that advertising. So for instance, let's say I do a checklist. Okay, I need to get my Facebook out. It will give me everything I need to get done. And then I can say to the ChatGPT quite simply, I can say for option one, where you've told me to write a creative, what should the Facebook ad say? So on and so forth. So it's really just building out everything. The other thing is creating your schedule or social media post scheduling, setting follow-ups, things like that. We can use the ChatGPT or the Copilot to sort of help us with all of these mundane tasks. Okay, so again, just with the basic system in Outlook or Gmail, it's sort of built in. You can analyze all your past emails, your past sales, things like that. If you're running an online system like Shopify, one of the amazing things of Shopify, which is really undersold, is they have a little AI button in the top right-hand corner of your computer, or if you've got your mobile phone, it's this little man-looking thing with glasses on, and it's this AI bot. And that is just game changer because, again, you can ask it and you can tell your Shopify. And a lot of people use Shopify. I've had a lot of clients in the past use Shopify as their POS system. You can simply ask it, what's my number one selling product? You know, what are my five top selling products? What are my sales for the last quarter? So, again, it's like having a little team there, right? A little admin assistant or a business development manager. You can use that inside the app. And you're going to see this as it rolls out in every single program moving forward, from things like Zapier, which help you automate, to website building, to marketing, to Facebook. Everything is going to be incorporated the AI because, as we said in session one, is that this is a massive change. This is not a small thing we're talking about here. It's a large thing that's going to impact everybody. But again, we start with the foundation. So build upon that. Start using it to respond to emails would be my first big one. Look at the fact is of your website. If you already have a website. Now, if you don't have a website and you're worried about building a website, you don't have the skills for the website, you don't have the money to pay for someone, remember, AI is here. Okay, so just a few. I know I've slightly mentioned them before, but limecube.co, that's LimeCube.co, is an Australian company that uses AI to build your entire website for you. Okay, there's also things like Wix now, which are building the AI as well. So you can, again, you just type, I need a website for my handyman business, or I need a website for my fitness training business, and it will literally build you that website, which is absolutely amazing. So, you know, we need these digital marketing tools. So I say to everybody, you know, everybody needs a website. Everybody should have some type of digital Facebook presence. And usually that barrier of entry, which I completely understand as a business advisor myself, the barrier of entry is usually cost, capital, and skills, okay? And AI is taking away those three barriers. So cost, minuscule, right? Like the cost to build an AI website now is around about a couple hundred dollars a year, right? You can do a trial for free. The AI itself, as explained, is free, right? And it's helping you with the time. And if you don't have the skills, guess what? I always say to people, If you can use Google, you can use ChatGPT. It's exactly the same thing, right? Obviously, if you're struggling to use Google, then I strongly recommend, you know, taking a small, short course just to learn some of the basics, because this is going to help everybody and anyone. There's not one industry it can't help. So again, use that ChatGPT, use those Microsoft Copilot to go through your emails. It's really handy, especially if you have like a long email thread. It's just, I had it the other day, I think there was about 30 emails inside it, and it was just insane. And normally I would have to go through, read each one as I open it up. We've all done this. We've all been there, and find out what's going on. Now I simply say, summarize the email thread, right? Just with the Copilot option, because I use Outlook, and it just summarized the whole thing for me. Just saved me an immense amount of time by just clicking that button. And again, it's sort of everywhere now, and it's just people I don't think are using it. So I know on the new Apple phones, they have ChatGPT built in, so we can summarize emails, and it has this thing called Writing Tools. And like I said, in Outlook and Gmail, it's built in. But I found, just by looking through my own friends and family, that people just aren't utilizing it. But it is just an absolute game changer. Now, when it comes to time management, I think one of the biggest things is utilizing a tool for your business. Something like Trello is really handy. This is where it sort of outlines all your tasks for you. So you can say, for instance, if you've got to build your marketing strategy, you use ChatGPT, it tells you all the tasks you have to do. You can then utilize Trello to list all those tasks. You already have them because ChatGPT has given it to you, and it's right there, and it will tell you what you have to get done this week. Okay, and you can utilize that. Trello has AI as well, so it can help you inside that system. And Trello, the free plan, is, again, it's another free one where you can just get started. That's Trello. Really handy for using AI to just get that time management back into your business. Now, the key thing I would say is that it's the big wins, right, and why it matters. The big wins is it's freeing up time, it's making more room for you to rest, you don't have to hustle all the time, and it's going to avoid that burnout if you're using it effectively. And you can do many, many things when it comes to the AI, and that sort of brings me to my next step, which I'd really just want to highlight, something called agents. And what an agent is, if you can imagine it, if we start our Copilot, and again, for you to get access to this, you literally just go into the Copilot, and right near the chat, it actually has agents. You just hit the agent button, you hit create an agent. But what is an agent, you might ask? An agent is something that's been set up. So you've set it up as an AI, kind of an employee that just does one task or does a few different tasks, right? So let's say that I want to have a bunch of agents. I could have a marketer, for instance, that does all my marketing. I could have someone that does all my customer service relations. And I could have somebody that works out my time management. I could have a business manager there where I can talk about the business goals, where the business is heading. But basically, each of these agents are just focused on that one scope. See, what I've taught before and what we've discussed before is a more generalized AI. So again, you can still prompt it and give it information, but it's for general questions, right? You're putting it in there and it's giving you all this information. But if you have an agent that's separate from that, it's just focused on that one task. And it's just like if I hired 10 employees that I never actually got to speak to and they were all digital, which is like most companies these days, it's exactly the same thing. They're doing one task. You're doing the admin, you're doing the emails, you're doing the marketing. And those agents now, all you have to do is just hit create an agent. And what I'm trying to get through this podcast is that while AI is a complicated concept, no doubt, and there's a lot of noise, a ridiculous amount of noise out there, what I'm trying to do is just bring it back to basics of how you can utilize this to help your business, give you the time, increase your sales, increase your marketing. And if you can do that, it just makes sense, right? And if we can do it in a way that's not too complicated, which I don't think it is, it's just being able to understand what to do and where to do it. So you can go to the create agent and you can literally just type in the message there of what you want that agent to do. It's going to guide you and you can ask it questions. Look, I want a marketing agent. give me ideas of what information I should give you. Nice, simple prompt. And then it will ask you, okay, what's your marketing budget? What do you plan to do? Where are you located? So on and so forth. You give it those answers, and then now you just have your own little AI that's out there just for your business, just to help you with that scope of tasks. Now, ChatGPT has launched this. Now, there is an advanced system that's just got launched the other day, actually. We won't go into it too much. We'll save that for a later podcast. But basically, the advanced system is this agent. It's very, very fun, very, very exciting. I'm excited to tell you. Is that what the next stage is, that the agent will be able to actually do tasks themselves. So what do I mean by that? I mean, instead of just giving you the information, they'll be able to go in and post it for you, or go in and write everything for you without you actually having to do it yourself, right? So at this stage that we've learned so far, it's just getting that information that can help you and giving you all the words and everything you need for your emails and templates and things like that. But very soon, and we'll be teaching this, is these agents will be able to actually physically go and do stuff for you. So you can sit at home, have a pina colada, and let the agent go do all the work. So again, agents are right now, you use them as to scope, to put them in their own scope. So just like employees, and start using them for your marketing and things like that. I think the key thing is, as we look toward the future, is just staying on top of it. Just one step at a time, like I've been saying. Just get the foundations, learn those time-saving techniques, think about the inquiries, you know, build a FAQ, frequently asked questions and templates, look at Trello and other time-saving tasks that we've talked about today, and then slowly look at sort of building into the agents and just get better and better and build that knowledge up. Once that knowledge is built up, you know, not only are you saving money now and hopefully getting sales and utilizing those benefits, but when these big things change, guess what? It's not going to be a big thing for you. You're going to know it, and you can tell other people. And the real goal is that we tell everyone, right? This is not just for me. This is not just for you. This is for everyone. We want to help the community at large. So thank you for listening to episode 3 of the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and you've learned something. As we move forward, we're going to go into more advanced features. Thank you again.
Shannon Hart from ETC. Check out past episodes of the series AI Made Simple on 1015fm.com.au. Search podcasts.